Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our, what is supposed to be Parsha class learning at Ohel. It is Ches Adar, but we are, given the fact that we are approaching the Yom Tov of Purim, Tainis Esther Zenidcha, it's on Thursday this year. Purim is, of course, Parsha Zachar, is on this coming Shabbos, Zachar Lo Tishkach. It's a little bit hard to forget, but nevertheless, we are commanded to remember and not forget. And then Motu Shabbos is Purim. So I really wanted to talk about Inyanei Diyoma. I prepared a new shiur related to Inyanei Diyoma, matters related to the day. Right. So here we go. And we're going to start really talking about Simchas Adar, because we know that the Gemara teaches us, Kishem Sheminichnas Av Mima'atin B'Simcha, just like when Av, the month of mourning, enters, we decrease joy. And I believe we quoted this last week. We said that we never extinguish joy, we only decrease, only. Kach Mishinichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. So too, when the month of Adar enters, we increase in joy. It's Maseches Tainis 29a. So I'm quoting from Elimelech Biderman, who's a well-known mashpi in Eretz Yisrael. The Me'or Einayim asks, interesting, the miracle happened on the 14th and the 15th of Adar. We're coming up to, we're going to celebrate. Why should we be happy from the beginning of the month? When it comes to the other Yamim, Tovim v'samachta b'chagecha, same words, Simcha, v'hayisa ach sameach. You should rejoice in your festivals, you should be only happy in the festival of Pesach. We rejoice. The Gemara doesn't say, m'shenichnas nisan marbin b'simcha. It says, v'nisan nigalu b'nisin asidin ligal. Nisan is the month of Geula, but Dafka Simcha occurs in the month of Adar, not only on the Yom Tov of Purim, but it begins from the beginning of the month. Why? So the Ma'ar Einayim, which is brought down by Elimelech Biderman, answers, Adar can be broken up into the word Aleph, Dar. Aleph is the Anochi of Hashem. The Ayah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the one is Hashem. You know, the kids song, one is Hashem in the heavens and the earth. Aleph Dar. In Adar, the Aleph, Hashem dwells. Hashem's presence is perceived in the world more during Adar than in the whole rest of the year. And this is the source of joy. This is very profound and certainly something that we should daven for in the turbulent times that we are going through once again as a nation, as a people. Just turning on the news, reading the goings on in the world vis-a-vis the Jewish people, we should be zocha to Aleph Dar, to see the revelation of Hashem dwelling in this month. The Chidushe Harim teaches, Adar is Roshei Tevos, Adar is an acronym, it stands for Aluf, Aleph, Dalet Resh, Aluf, Dal, Rash. Aluf, Dal, Rash. Train yourself to be poor. Train yourself to be a pauper. What does this mean? In Adar, we learn to lower ourselves. Just like a pauper depends on someone else for his sustenance, we should train ourselves to be a pauper, to realize Hashem is in charge of our destiny, and without him, we are poor and helpless. The pauper goes around from door to door. The Medrash says Esther and Malka went around from window to window in the palace of Ahasuerus, begging Hashem for mercy. Aluf, Dal Rash. Make yourself like a pauper, realizing we're ultimately dependent on Hashem. So we're talking about Simcha. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. But it begins in the beginning of Adar. It doesn't start on Purim. It starts in the beginning of the month with the perception of the revelation of Hashem's presence. So of Aaron Hagada of Karlin, Zuchuso Yagelenu, Chassidish Rebbe of Karlin, wrote a letter. What is the opposite? If I ask you the opposite of Simcha, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, what would you say is the opposite?
Etzer.
Oh, okay. So the Chidush, so Rav Aaron Hagada of Karlin wrote in a letter, Atzvus isn't a sin. Sadness or depression is not a sin. But the greatest sin does not create the Timtum Halev that Atzvus generates. The Timtum Halev means the impurity of the heart or the closing off of the heart. Atzvus, or sadness, especially in Avodah Shasem, generates a tremendous closing off. The Beis Aaron once noticed, his son was unhappy. Atzvus, he rebuked him and he told him about the importance of being happy. So his son said, why do you specifically rebuke me on the Midah of Simcha? I have many other faults and you don't rebuke me for my other faults. Why dafka when it comes to Simcha? So the Beis Aaron said to his son, you know yourself when you do something wrong. If you're intellectually honest and if you're a Talmud Chacham, I'm certain you will improve on those areas without my rebuke. But, quote, you are not aware how serious it is to be unhappy. And that's why I specifically urge you to be besimcha. I don't know if it ever happens to you, but it certainly does happen to me, that the Yetzer Hara tells me things to make me feel, I don't want to use necessarily the word depression, especially today it is a medical condition, it must be addressed, but a certain downness in your Avodas Hashem. There's a certain downness that is the antithesis of Simcha. And Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, the whole tafkin of the month of Adar is to prepare for Purim to see the Aleph Dar, that Hashem is dwelling with us in this month, and that Simcha has no place. That Atzvos has no place. I once read something great about, I think I brought it by Ali Melech Biderman, but it was a few months ago. If the Yetzer Hara comes to you, tell him you moved. No, what does it mean? What does it mean? Sometimes I tell them this. Tell me is the wrong address. Why? Because if you made yourself, ladies, if you made yourself into a different person, then it's like there's a different person living here. So Lamaisa, he really did come to the wrong address. So you're not allowed to tell me this yet. I'm a different person here. And Atzvos is the antithesis of Simcha. And Chazal wants to be Marbim B'Simcha. Aleph Dar, Hashem is this in this month, Aluf Dal Rosh, train yourself like a pauper dependent on his benefactor. We have to recognize we are dependent on the Yeshua of Hashem. One counsel, Rav Elimelech Biderman brings down for Simcha, to acquire Simcha, it's beautiful. It's to make other people happy. One way to make yourself happy is to make other people happy. Yes. And he quotes a pasuk from Tehillim. It's Kapitel Lamed, chapter 30, pasuk Yud Beis, chapter 30, verse 12. Pitachta saki v'ta'azreini simcha. So the Beis Yisrael Chusin again explains, pitachta saki, I open my sack, my money pack, to give to others, v'ta'azreini simcha. When I give to other people, I am girded with happiness. Therefore, mishenichnas adar marbin b'simcha is plural, says Rav Biderman. Why? People should help other people be happy, and then they will be happy themselves. So, of course, this relates very much to Mishloach Manos and Matanos LaAvyonim. If this is a time of Simcha, and two of the four mitzvos of the day have to do with giving of ourselves to other people, so it's not only a mitzvah of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, but we see it can actually change our state. Giving to somebody else can increase our own Simcha. So I'm just going to quote an excerpt in terms of a modern-day example of givers to others par excellence who enhance their simcha, of course, is the Machas family. Did anyone read the book? Honey Machas, Amuna with love and chicken soup.
I'm reading it. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. If you're able to, if you're looking for something nice to read over Pesach, it's just very inspirational. Anyway, Rabbi Machlis led Zmiros. This is a description of the Shabbos Mia. Rabbi Machlis led Zmiros. He gave divrei Torah. Does everyone know I'm referring to the legendary family of Machnis Archim in Yerushalayim? Mebetzin Heni was Nefteris a year and a half ago. Allah HaShalom. Rabbi Machlis led Zmiros, gave divrei Torah, and invited all the guests to introduce themselves and speak. You have to follow two rules. Number one, no politics. And number two, nothing that would offend Jewish religious sensitivities. This, by the way, was directed to Christian guests. They didn't only have from. They didn't only have Chozrim B'Tshuva. They didn't only have people who were not even yet affiliated. They even had non-Jews at their table. I mean, anyone could come. So the two rules are no politics and nothing that would offend Jewish religious sensitivities, which was directed at the Christians, that they should not start theological and religious discussions at the table. One reporter related, a British-born, Canadian-raised liberal Jew who moved to Israel, Sam Orbam, wrote an article in the Jerusalem Post about them. This is from the Jerusalem Post, 1999, quoted with permission in the book. And he grew up liberal. You listen to what Mordechai and Henny have to say about Torah, wisdom, morality. You can stand up, contribute your thoughts. You sing, you listen, you utter the prayers or not. You eat, leave, stay, talk. Even after the family has gone to bed, the door swings open and more people come in. As late as midnight, they come to Nash or to Shmuz. And then he puts in parentheses, why they bother to have a door? I don't even know.
Sounds like Avraham's tent.
Avraham's tent. They say she was like a modern day Sari Meir.
My daughter had a meal by her.
What?
My oldest daughter had a meal by her when she was in seminary. Unbelievable. She still talks about it.
Oh my God.
It's one of the reporter wrote the most interesting in the J Post, enthralling Jewish experiences I have ever had in the city. And he said during the meal he was sitting next to a Christian, and the Christian was so overcome, and this man was born up, I don't believe affiliated from the way the story goes, and the Christian guest asked him, is this how Sabbath is in all Jewish homes? He says his breath was just taken away. He was so overcome. Their second oldest child, Elisheva. We're talking about Simcha. And one way to make ourselves with Simcha, especially when I have it, the Yetzer Hara comes and he tries to tell you, this isn't good, and that's not good, you didn't do right. And if it ever happens to you, Atzus is really the antithesis of Avodas Hashem. Because his goal is to bring us to the place where you... Depression's a hard word to use. I don't mean depression. What's a better word? Sad. Dejection. No. You feel dejected, and that's antithesis of Simcha. Their second, so what's one way to be besimcha? To give to others. And how beautifully that relates to the month of Adar and the mitzvah, Mishloach Manos Amataros Levyonim. Their second oldest child, Elisheva, remembers the jubilant day the family acquired a second table. Why? It would enable them to accommodate more guests. She recalls, we danced around the new table because we were doing the mitzvah of Hachnasas Archim, welcoming guests. My father was singing loudly, and my mother, who was expecting at the time, was dancing with us kids around the table. It's a beautiful memory. So when it comes to working on this Midah of Simcha, especially in this month, I think I may have quoted it last week. Someone came to Rav Moshe Twersky after Yom Kippur, and he said, what should his kavana be during Sukkot? What intention should he have? Building the sukkah, it's the tzel de emuna, says the Zohar, it's the shade of faith, and we follow it after Hashem, and the shpizim come. Do you know, Rav Twersky said to him, Rav Moshe Twersky, Hashem yikom dama, what should your whole avodah be?
Simcha.
To be happy. So the Talmud said, be happy? That's what the Rebbe's telling me. So he said to him, yes, be happy the whole sukkah. And then he said, you should know, it's a very difficult avodah. Mm-hmm. So when the Gemara tells us, Mishinichas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, we have to look for ways to increase the Simcha. So one Eitzah is to give to others. And we see that the Chachamim instituted this into the fabric of Purim themselves. Mishloach Maros U'Matanas Davyonim. Mishloach Maros Ish L'Rei Ehu Matanas Davyonim. Arega Achas. I think we discussed it here before. Ish L'Rei Ehu. It doesn't say each man to his Chaver. And it doesn't say each man to his yadid. The shorish of re'ehu is?
Ra.
Why?
That somebody might have done something to upset you or offend you, and this is a way of helping to heal the breach.
That's right. Because it's mishloach manos, it's to go and heal the divide, the ra, that may exist between two people. Excuse me, not everything is always hunky-dory, peachy, happy. So how do you repair that divide? Mishloach manus ish l're'ehu dafka, the people who perhaps there has been something negative to, use that as a method to enhance your simcha. Continues Rav Ali Melech Biderman, going back to Rav Biderman, another counsel for simcha. This is very powerful. What's wrong?
Everything's phone.
Phone? Oh, if you could please make sure they're on vibrate. Another counsel for simcha. I hope mine is. Oh, yes, mine's on airplane mode. Another counsel for Simcha. Listen to this. It's not always easy, what I'm about to say next. And I think it can be more applied to the smaller problems in life, not necessarily the bigger problems in life. But since we also have sometimes those small problems, Rav Biderman says, another counsel for Simcha is to view problems less than they are. Do your hishtadlus, whatever needs to be done to resolve your difficulty, but at the same time, try not to make a big issue out of the problem. Think everything will be fine. This is a healthy attitude towards life and its struggles. Everything comes from Hashem. So I'll tell you something. Something happened to me over the weekend. It's happened a couple of times before with a certain person. And the past two times, I was really very upset. I felt that it was wrong and I was upset. I spoke to my husband. Naftali White says, if you need to speak to a close confidant, such as a spouse or a friend, to get something off your chest, one may do so. It is not considered Lashon Hara. I asked my brother's advice on what to do. I was really upset, and I felt that it was wrong. So it happened again this weekend. So this time I had a totally different attitude. I told myself, Michal, Gamzu Tova. But Baruch Hashem, I wasn't just saying Gamzu Tova. I really felt it. I had tremendous hakaras to Baruch Hashem for allowing me to be in such a place. I wasn't upset and saying Gamzu Tova. I was literally harbored no resentment and felt completely unupset. I said, Hashem, there must be a reason for this. And whatever you want to happen, will happen. And Lamaisa, it worked out well. And I couldn't believe it. But I wasn't like making a deal with God and trying to trick him. Like, if I'm not upset, you'll do this. No, I really had no negative feelings about it. And if I told it to you objectively, I really feel it was wrong. And I spoke to my husband, I spoke to my brother, not more than those people, for an Eitzah. And it was unbelievable. When you feel that you pass your burden, so to speak, or your problem to the Ribono Shel Olam, could really change your Avodas Hashem. And it leads to Simcha. It's a different way of acquiring Simcha. Now, yes, there are problems in life that we cannot necessarily minimize, that are too large for this approach, but we still have to know it's from Hashem. I could say that it's difficult and still know it's from Hashem. But Biederman says you have to do your shtadlus. So I said, Hashem, regarding this matter, I did my hishtadlus, and whatever happens after that, I'm not responsible for what this other person does. And it was unbelievable. Rav Mordechai V'Zhevil, Zchusa Yagin Aleinu, before he became a Chassidish Rebbe, Rav Mordechai V'Zhevil needed $26,000, Rav Biederman tells us over, for his daughter's upcoming wedding. At that time, he was learning in Yeshivas Eitz Chaim in Yerushalayim, so he went to the office, and he asked the director for the names and addresses of some of the supporters of the yeshiva. He said, I want to write letters. I want to try and raise money for Achnasas Ka. I don't have money to marry off my daughter. The director was reluctant to give him the addresses. So he gave him Mordechai names that they have on a list of those people who had not given donations to the yeshiva for a very long time. But Mordechai came home with the list. His wife wasn't happy. What is that? So he said, the director gave me names, people to write letters. Maybe we could raise funds. So she said, do you really think this will help you? The director, Bina Yisera, Nasna Leisha Yoser Mibi'ish, the woman has a measure of intuition the man lacks. The director probably gave you the addresses of those people who don't give money anymore. So Rav Mordechai explained to her, I'm just doing my hishtadlus. So she said, if you're just doing your hishtadlus, if that's your goal, why do you need to send letters to all of them? Send one letter, and that will be your hishtadlus. You're right, he said. I'll send one letter. By the way, they say this about Chinese auctions. You don't need to put 10 tickets in the bin. You have to do your hishtadlus. You want to win the trip to Eretz Yisrael, halavai, should all be the winners. But you don't need to put in 10. Hishtadlus means you got to put in one. But more than one, you don't have to do. Who does it relate to? Everything's in the Torah. Hafochba, vafochba, dekulaba. Perke Avos, Perke Eden. Yosef Atzadik. Why is it related to Yosef Atzadik?
That he put his faith in the Sarah Mashkin.
Ah!
To remember him to Taro.
Correct. How many times?
Twice.
I believe it's a Brisker Rav who says, why was he punished with 2 extra years? Because once is Hishtadlus, and twice is overboard. You have to do your hishtadlus, because that's how Hashem made the world. Ein somchim al hanes. But he asked the Sar HaMashkim to remember him and not to forget him. So it happened the other thing. I was so calm. I was in such a different place as when it happened last time. I can't even explain. I said, Hashem, it's Gamzu Tova. I know you have a plan. I know you want it to be this way, even though I don't understand. I did my hishtadlus. I cannot be responsible for that person. I wasn't just saying it. And the best part of the story is, it's a true story, it worked out.
Money?
It was okay. But I really, after it was okay, I said, Hashem, I wasn't like making a deal with you. I just believed it was going to be okay.
Did he get the money?
What does this have to do with Mishenichlas?
We want to know about the story.
I can't say what it was. I can't say. It would be Lashon
Hara. Did the man in the story get the
money? Oh, 1 second. Oh,
you gotta
okay.
Give us the end.
1 second. What does this have to do with Simcha? When Rabbi Biederman says, look at your problems and try and minimize what they are, it really can lead to Perhaps another definition for simcha is tranquility. There's joy in Avodas Hashem, and the opposite of that is atzvus. And by giving to others, we increase joy. That's Mishloach Manos Umatalas La'Avyonim. Ish L'Rei Ehu, even if you perceive a divide and he's bad, go out and give him Shloach Manos, dafka him. You know, last year we didn't get to see one of my brothers and sister-in-law and the kids. Purim, especially Kneinher with little children, is a very, very hectic day. I was insulted that I didn't get Shloach Manos from them because they're not Ish L'Rei Ehu. That's my Yedid. I know we're not in a fight. I didn't have time to see them. But if you have limited time, go dafka to the people, perhaps, who you need to repair a divide. And it'll give you great simcha. So what happened to the guy to $26,000? He sent one letter. He sent one letter. He listened to the Bina Yisrael of his wife, and it didn't take long, and they received money order in the post office for $26,000. This is the best part of the story. He went back to the yeshiva director, and he thanked him. You really helped me. I raised the money I needed to make my daughter's wedding. The director was shocked. The letters were answered. By the way, it reminds me of the Megillah. They send letters to B'chol Medina Umida, Medina Umedina, Lashon V'Lashon, to each and every language. They send out the letters. See, they think they need a lot of letters. But we know you need one right pekla to get to Hashem. So the man said to the director, not the letters. I sent one letter. I received $26,000. The PSs, they contacted this man. Oh, it involves Rav Moshe Feinstein's atzal. This family who donated the money had gone to Rav Moshe Feinstein with a tremendously important question about a shidduch for their daughter. Rav Moshe canceled them a certain way, and he said, in regard to this matter, you should support Hachnasas Kala. It'll be a chus for your daughter. When they got home, after this happened with Rav Moshe Zatzal, the first person who contacted them was this situation. Sure. So according to the Pesach of Rav Moshe, he gave the Hachnasas Kala funds. So that's Ishtadas. But understanding that throwing your problems on Hashem, it's how you ought to be. I don't understand. I might not like it. But doing your Hishtadas normally, and telling him it's up to you, can lead to a tremendous measure of menuchas and nefesh, and of course it relates to the Megillah, to Esther and Mordechai. They had to do their hishtadas, but they recognize that ultimately it's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every time it doesn't say Achashverosh, but it says HaMelech, we know it's referring to God, to the king. And she walked down to HaMelech for his Sharvit Hazah, for the Rachamim Avakosh Baruch Hu. It's understanding that everything is up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Kotzke Rebbe would often repeat the following Metzudas David. And the Kotzke Rebbe Zatzal would say this Metzudas David was written with Ruach HaKodesh. So I looked up the Metzudas David to tell you, Rav Biederman brings it down, but I wanted to see what the Metzudas David says inside. This is unbelievable. Oh, here we go. By the way, is anyone's name Devorah? This is the pasuk for the name Devorah. You know, every name has a pasuk. Mine is Matov Olecha Yaakov Mishkan Asecha Yisrael. Every... What? Oh, that's right, Debbie. I said, I'm about to say the pasuk for the name Devorah. My name is Matoah, Mishkan Asecha Yisrael. Okay? Maybe we should say, is anyone's name Mashiach? We should say, is anyone's name Mashiach? And he'll walk into the room. Halavai. Okay, it's Mishlei 12:25. Say for Mishlei Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Chaf Hei. The pasuk is, I'm going to tell you the pasuk, then I'm going to translate, then I'm going to tell you the Metzudas David. Da'agah, we're talking about worry. We're talking about if you cast your burden on the Ribbono Shel Olam and minimize your problems, it leads to the tranquility of that is simcha. Da'agah, right? Believe ish yishachena. V'davar tov yisamchena. You could look it up if you want. It's in Mishlei 12:25. Da'aga belev ish yishachena. When one has a worry, make it small. V'davar tov, what's the next word? Yisamchena. What are we talking about today? Simcha. And when it comes to a good matter, you should be b'simcha. Make yourself happy. Listen to the words of Metzudas David. I'm going to translate them. On da'aga, on worry. Kisheba da'aga belev ish. When a worry comes to the heart of man, yamit v'yashpil oso, mikamoshahi. He should minimize it and make it lower than it actually is. That's what the Metzudas David says. on this pasuk. Kishaba da'aga b'lev ish, when a worry comes to the heart of man, yim'at v'yashpil also, he should make it less and lower mikamoshahi, from what it really is. V'davar tovhu, im yuchal la'atzar, koach v'lismoach od etada'aga. It is a good thing if he can have this koach to stop the worry, and he could be besimcha more. It's unbelievable. He's saying, take the da'aga and make it simcha. V'lachshov ki letova ba mashaba. You know, it's one thing if we hear gamz letova and someone tells you everything is for the good. But listen to this. I'm going to say it again. Kisheba da'aga b'lev ish. When worry comes to the heart of man, yim'at v'yashpil osa mikamoshahi. He should make it less and lower it down from the amount that it actually is. V'davar tovu. It's a good matter. Im yuchal la'atzar koach lismoch od et ha'da'aga. If you can stop the koach of da'aga and make it simcha, v'lachshov, you should really think, ki tova ba ki letova, ba mashaba. But as kamayimei is somehow for the good. It's unbelievable. This is what the Kotzke Rebbe would often tell over, and I think that it is something that we should try and...
We should practice.
I'm going to say for myself, memorize this mitzvah, David. Davar, what is
sounds
it? Da'aga b'lev ish yeshachana. When worry comes to the heart of man, make it small. V'davar tov yisamchana. But a good matter, you shall rejoice. So how can you rejoice over da'aga? It's the simcha of tranquility. By thinking it came for your good, we can try to be happy with the problem is the wrong word. Accept or be tranquil with the problem. Someone was saying something.
I said it sounds good. It's easier said than done.
Yeah. It's much easier said than done. So is Mishloach Manas Ish L'Re'ehu. Much easier said than done. Really. No, it is. If you have something that you really perceive as ra, it's not so easy to go give them a basket of Mishloach Manas. Avodas Hashem. Ah! Sorry. There's a back.
What happened?
Avodas Hashem is often easier said than done. Not always. Not always, but sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Anything else? It's true. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I experienced yesterday something that you're talking about, Simcha. And... there was a couple came in, they wanted to donate something to the JCC for the survivor group. And I was invited to go there to see them, the couple. And I was so amazed. Very young people came in, these two small children, two little boys, and they were all smiles, all this. I said, oh my God, what a picture. Mishaniknas Badar Marbe Besimcha. And he didn't wait till he made it big, or I don't know how big, but he must have. And I was telling to the director, I said, this is amazing. He's not waiting to do that. He does it now.
Very nice. So also Zrizus, you mean? Like the alacrity or the desire to do brings us to Simcha?
To do it because that gave him great joy.
To do it because what?
Gave him great joy.
Right. And to have the ratzon, the desire, and the alacrity to do it because it gives you great joy. Very nice. So it's a midah we all have to aspire to. It's not easy. Simcha, I wrote, it's not easy. Did you hear what I just said? What did Rav Moshe Twersky tell his Talmud? Yes, that's your whole avoda, and you should know it's not easy. But, Adar is the month of Simcha. So how do we attain that simcha? It's an integral component in our avodas Hashem. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha b'olafana b'rnana. Whoever has heard the voice of Atzus of the Yetzer Hara knows that it entirely detracts from our avodas Hashem. I was waking up my kids this morning. Nobody was really having zrizus to get up. I was fully dressed. My makeup was on. My sheitel. One of them was crying. One of them can't hear when I wake him up because his cochlear implants are not on. The other one was not moving. No one's moving. So I'm trying to wake them all up. So finally, I said, I'm singing Moda Ani, and I'm singing songs. So finally, I said, who's going to have Zrizus to be the first ready? So one of them picks up his head. He says, you are. It was so cute.
Smart kid.
It was so cute. We have to have a certain element of Zrizus that leads to Simcha. You want to do it. It makes you happy to do it. Yes, you want to say something?
Yeah. I always subscribe to the theory of Mitoch Shelo Lishma Ba Lishma.
Okay.
And that's, even if you don't feel a certain way when you're in the moment of doing a mitzvah, just doing it and just keep doing it until that time that you do feel that simcha in doing it, because eventually you will. That's what I believe.
Very nice. So the Medrash says when Esther heard about the decree that she took off Malchus and she took off her Tiferes. She unclothed herself from her glory and her royal gowns, garments, and she sat in sack ve'efer. She put on sack ve'efer, Esther. And she let down her hair. She was crying. Except that when she went to the king, Vatilbash Esther Malchus. Even though you don't feel a certain way, present yourself as a certain way. And it's true about Simcha as well. It can permeate. But we're understanding, what does Simcha really mean? Having a parade because somebody won the Super Bowl? Simcha, we're understanding in today's shir, means two things. Number one, we attain Simcha by giving to others. And we have seen it's an integral component of Purim with the Mishloach Manos and the Matanos Le'Avyonim. You just brought, not necessarily Matanos Le'Avyonim, but giving the tzedakah to the Survivor Program elevates a person. And the second inyan is throwing to Hashem your problems, and trying to minimize them, says the Mitzvah David, and not only trying to minimize them, but taking the da'aga and trying to make it simcha, doing your hishtadlus. Simcha elevates us, it enhances us, it is integral to our avodas Hashem. And by the way, it's interesting that Adar, the month of Simcha, precedes Nisan, the month of Geula. I just thought of something, I didn't think of what I was preparing. Perhaps Hashem is teaching us in the calendar year, if you want to be Goel, if you want to come to a place where you can be redeemed, first the nation has to be in a place of Simcha. Then you will be Ra'u, you will be worthy for Geula. Hani Machlis Alei Hashem taught, in life, quote, there's no room for sadness. There's no room for despair. You understand what this means with Darach Klal? Obviously, the halacha demands that there are times for sadness. There is a velus. There is a yurtzeit. There is a Tisha B'Av. There's a 3 weeks. There's a 9 days. We're talking about B'Darach Klal as we go about our life every day. There's no room for sadness or despair. What should we do? Pray. I'm talking about Zrizus. We can't be lazy. We have to force it out of ourselves, which I believe is what you were saying, that even if you don't feel it, act upon it. When we need help, ask Hashem for everything, from the parking space to the help for Pesach to not yell at my child or my husband. We need help, we need help. So just last night, I was preparing the show yesterday, it was going through my head with one of the kids. I went into the hallway, I said, Hashem, I need help. I need help, not to yell. Really, you need help. One Talmud relates the following. I once came to Rebbe's house, Rav Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yukom Damo, for Purim. He came for the Purim Seuda, dressed in a costume that was, shall we say, quite off the beaten path. Doesn't describe the costume, but when I entered the room, I was met by a number of disapproving looks. Amid the festive singing and dancing, I noticed Rebbe, Rav Moshe Twersky, asked someone to get me a shirt that I could change into. I decided to just leave. The next day before Mincha, Rebbe walked into the Beis Medrash of Twersky. He scanned the room. He made his way over to me. He began to apologize profusely. So we're talking about, I'm not saying, I don't want to say the Chalila, this was Ish L'Re'ehu, but the slight that we perceive in someone else could be very slight. It could be a big thing that a person really did, and then it's really the Re'ehu. It could also be a small thing that's a divide, but you have to repair it to be B'Simcha. Rebbe began to apologize profusely, saying he was so sorry, I might have felt hurt from what happened. He asked me to forgive him. I was at a loss for words, said the Talmud. Who was I that Rebbe was asking me for forgiveness? But he stood his ground. He waited for my affirmative response, which, when I finally got it out, was a meek yes. His face broke in a broad smile. One of the ways that we show Simcha. He told me if I ever needed anything, if he could ever be of assistance, I should not hesitate to go over to him, to approach him, to ask. So, two approaches to Simcha that I hope we can take, I'm talking to myself, and apply in a concrete fashion to our Avodas Hashem, the way we understand it. One is to give to others, to enhance our Simcha, and the other way is da'aga b'lev ish yishachena, minimize the da'aga, v'davar tov yisimchena, focus on the good to be b'simcha. So what is the antithesis of joy in Avodas Hashem? Who else do we meet in the month of Adar before we celebrate Purim? We have Zechiras HaMalek. Right. Shabbos is Zechiras HaMalek. And the sources bring down, the Svarim HaKadoshim bring down, that Amalek, the Rav Shitzur Rebbe discusses it, Rav Tzvi Meir Zilberberg brings down all the sources that discuss that Amalek is not just the external Amalek. I gave an hour-long share on that yesterday. It is the external Amalek, but it is also the internal foe. It's represented by Amalek, who is a dual enemy, the external one, and I gave an arashir on that, and he exists. And the Ram speaks about the Ramban, the Sefer HaChinuch, of Salvechik, of Shamshon Falosh. You got to remember the external enemy of Amalek, Parsha Zachar. Before you celebrate, I said yesterday in the shir, I find it compelling that in Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael today, before they have Yom HaTzmut, they have Yom HaZikaron. There are people who remember. But there's also an internal enemy. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim bring down, we're dealing with that also. So, since we like to talk about Shirashim Brachi, it is interesting to note that Simcha, the two middle letters of Simcha, also spell Cham, warm. Sin, Mem, Chas, Hey. So if you take Chas and Mem, you get Cham, warmth. What does this teach us? To be besimcha is to be warm, passionate. One should be on fire in our Avodas Hashem, like my son picked his head up from the pillow. I'm singing Moda Ani, I'm singing songs where their names rhyme, one is crying, one can't hear me, one is pulling the blanket over his head, and finally I said, who gets the award for this reason? I'm trying to be positive, and he says, you do. It was so on point. But you have to be warm, and you have to be passionate, you have to have the Cham in Simcha, in our Avodas Hashem. You have to seek him with meaning, with life, with excitement, with joy. That's Adar, and it comes before Geula. So I was thinking, why Hashem could do whatever he wants. So why are the letters for Cham reversed? Simcha, Cham is read backwards in the middle. By the way, notice in the middle of the word Simcha, the interior of a person has to be warm for the whole thing to be Simchadek. Why backwards? Exactly what we're talking about. Because sometimes in life you're overtaken with the da'aga. Sometimes in life you're overtaken with the atzvus. Sometimes in life you feel down. You have to flip the situation around to find the Simcha. V'nahavachu, beautiful. That's not a joke. Very nice. V'nahavachu. Do you understand? Simcha is not always so pashut there. It's not, no. The home of Avodas Hashem is not always so pashut that it's there. Sometimes it seems backwards. You look at a situation, you think it's backwards to be besimcha. But if you find the cham, the home, the warmth, Tama kitov sachra lo yichba balai the neira. It's compelling to know that the Eishes Chayil, her candle does not go out at night. When Hashem first appeared to Moshe, it's in a sneh. Hasneh bo er ba'esh is a fire burning. But sometimes when you're overtaken with the aga, you have to search to find the home in simcha. And therefore it's backwards. The interior of simcha is warmth. So a third pshat into simcha. The first we said is to give to others and we explored that. The second pshat that we spoke about is to take the da'aga and minimize it. The third thing we're speaking about is to find the warmth in your Avodas Hashem. And is it always easy? No, sometimes it's even backwards. But v'nahafachu, beautiful, not a joke, tremendous. Flip it over, and you come to the interior is warmth, and it leads to besimcha, yes.
But you don't have to flip it over because memchet...
Wait, stop that.
You don't even have to flip it over because memchet is moach. Use your brain, and you'll find it.
Very nice. Very good. Very good. Very good.
Very nice. So we say,
very productive,
very nice. The yadata hayom v'hashivosa alavavecha ki Hashem hu alokim b'shemayim mel. The yadata hayom represents the moach, v'hashivosa alavavecha represents the leave. You need two components in your avodas Hashem. You need the intellect, and you need the heart. Whoo! Unbelievable. So we could say, what is the essence, the interior, the fire within simcha? Use your moach to feel the chom in your heart. Wow. Use your intellect to feel the fire burning, which leads to a whole aura of simcha. Wow, yes. Wow, wow. One second, please.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
Rabbi.
Yes,
Rabbi. Yes, Rabbi. Yes, Rabbi. Yes, Rabbi. Yes,
Rabbi.
How would you translate the word macha?
Which word?
The word macha, mem ches hei.
To erase?
To erase. To erase. Right. That's how I would translate it also. Right. We say that Hashem should be...
Macho emchad zechar malik mitach shemaim.
So that's also a component of what you were talking about, of the making etzev smaller. Macha, shemacha.
Erase, so to speak, your problem, so to speak, by casting onto Hashem. Lisa Simcha. Wow. I have to tell you something funny, not so funny. My first testimony was also like, I was just so happy after talking about Simcha, just such a geschmack feeling, and it's just getting better. And that's why we learn together and not alone. Because if you learn alone, you have certain auras that Hashem puts in your head, so you have an idea. But then when you learn with other people and you get other ideas and you put it all together, it's just unbelievable. So Baruch Hashem, it's going very well so far. So Simcha, use your moach in your head to come to home in your heart. That's the interior of Simcha. Wow. Also, Macha, Memchat, Hey, which is the final three letters of Simcha. How do you come to Besimcha? Like we said, Da'agabalev Ish Yishachana, minimize the worry, erase it, so to speak. And I started off by saying this next section, I started off by talking about Amalek. Macho Emcha is Amalek, it ties in perfectly. Oh my gosh. If you want to have Simcha, take the Memchas Hey, Macho Emcha, erase the Amalek. Within yourself. That is just geschmack. Because what is the antithesis of the home, of the warmth of a Jew? It's the what of Amalek? The car of Amalek. And that's exactly what the Pasuk says. It's in Devarim 25:18, Perichav Hei, Pasuk Yud Ches. We're going to read it on Shabbos. Zachar is Asher Salach HaMalek, Baderach B'tzeis Chamim Mitzrayim, Asher, Karcha Baderach, Vayizanev B'chal Kol Nechshay Mecharecha, Va'ata Ayef V'ger, V'lo Yore Elokim, V'ayabani Yich Hashem Elkecha Lecham Mikal Evecha Misavi, V'arit Hashem Hashem Elkecha Lose Nechal Nechal Rishta, Timcha, find Macha Zechar Malik, erase the memory of Amalek from under the heavens. Asher Karcha B'derech. So if the Jew has to use his Moach to find the Cham in Simcha, and if he has to Macho Emcha, erase the Amalek within himself to be with Simcha, the Chom, the opposite of Chom is Kar. The opposite of warm is cold. If we have to be warm, on fire, passionate in our hearts, in our Avodas Hashem, what is represented by Malik? He's cold. Yes, it means mikra, it means chance, but it also means cold. What does that mean? They're cool in their whole outlook in life. They have a sense of antipathy. Am I saying it right? Antipathy?
Antipathy.
Antipathy. Antipathy. They are disconnected. They are cold vis-a-vis not only God, but fellow man. Oh, 1 second. I forgot a word of my notes, please. They're not only cold vis-a-vis God, but also vis-a-vis fellow man. And that's exactly what Rashi says. So we have a beautiful aura that comes up here. What does Rashi say? First of all, Lashon mikra. It means chance. How does Amalek see the world? What did Haman see? What did Achashverosh see? Chance. They don't see Yad Hashem. They don't see that he's behind the scenes always running the world. They chanced upon us. That's what Amalek in every generation represents. Lashon keri v'tuma. Keri is the impurity that happens to a man. So also they would make themselves mitame b'mishkav zachar, says Rashi. They would have homosexual relationships and make themselves tame. Carry on a mission that comes from a man that makes him impure. Davar Acher, you know what the next words of Rashi are? I was so excited when I was preparing. Lashon kar v'chom. What are we talking about? Cold and warm. What does this mean? Who's warm? Us. What does warmth lead to? Simcha. Who's cold and who's the antithesis? Amalek. What were they, says Rashi? They cooled us off from our warmth. All the nations were afraid to fight with us. Everyone saw what God did to Pharaoh and what he did on the Red Sea, and there's manna coming from heaven, and the Torah is going to be given from Shemayim. We're unbelievable people. The Torah wasn't given yet. We're in Beshalach. And Amalek's not afraid. Everyone else was afraid to fight with us. But Amalek came and he made room for other people. And then Rashi gives a famous mashal of a bathtub. Who remembers the mashal? The water's too hot. Nobody wants to go in. She'ein kol bria yecholo lei rei betocha. Nobody wants to go into the water. It's scalding hot. Ba ben blial echad. Kafatz v'yarad the tocho, the antithesis of Nachshon. Nachshon jumped in with Amuna to split the Reed Sea. Amalek jumped into the bath of a klai, so we were so hot, so to speak. No one wants to go. When Amalek goes in, af al pisha nikava, even though he gets burnt, hakare oso b'fnei achirum. Amalek makes the water cold for everyone else. Is everyone with me? No one wants to attack klai Yisrael. We're too hot. It's unbelievable that the word chom is actually used in this Rashi. Amalek says, they're not so hot. I'm in a davka, cool them off. Lashon, kar, cold. But I was thinking to myself, given our shir today on Simcha, which is Ivdus Hashem b'Simcha, not only does Amalek cool ourselves off towards other people, what's their ultimate goal? To cool ourselves off for ourselves, from within. They want to make us feel cold in our Avodas Hashem. That's what Haman wanted, and that's what Achashverosh wanted. I quote it all the time, but the Medrash says 18,500 Jews went to the party of Achashverosh. Yes, in the Pshat of the Megillah, none of the Jews ever sinned. Someone this morning in class told me they went to a different shir, and they heard that, that's a different way of looking at it, but like according to the Pshat, the Jews were not assimilating, but according to the Medrash and Chazal and the Gemara, they were. Amalek wants us to be cold. Not only that the nations of the world should see us as kar, he wants to remove our home from our Avodas Hashem.
Yeah, he wants us to be cold, all right, in our graves. That's what Amalek wants.
To be what?
To be cold in our graves. That's the ultimate cold.
What do you mean?
Grave.
Dead. They want to kill us.
Yes, they obviously want to kill us. That's the Amalek I spoke about yesterday for an hour. Yes. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to approach or look at a different aspect of it today related to the Shir B'Simcha. You're absolutely correct. But we're looking at a different Shir, a different aspect of Simcha. They want us to cool off in our Avodas Hashem. They don't want us to perceive the fire of the snare. They want our candle to go out at night. And how do we see that? Because we are chom, moach, chom, macho. We have to erase it. The Pasuk says, any other questions or comments? The Pasuk says, Penenda Bishalach, when it talks about the war, Perik Yud Zayin, Vayomer, Ki Yad Al Keska, there is a hand against the throne of God, it's the hand of Amalek, it is a war, Melchama even has the words Moach and Chom and Macho in it, it is a Melchama Lashem Bamalek Midardar, there's a war against the throne of God, from Amalek in every generation. So it's famous, Kase Ka should be Kisei Yud Kei Vav Kei. Kase, what's the word Kase? The Aleph is missing. Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's half the name of Hashem. So Rashi very famously says, the name of God and the throne of God will not be complete until Amalek is destroyed. So Sintur of Salvechuk says on this Pasuk, the word Kase, which should be Kisei, which means throne, and Ka, which should be Yud Ke Vav Ke, are both truncated in this verse because Rashi says, which we just quoted, the name of God and the throne of God are not complete till Amalek is destroyed. So if Salvechuk says, who is Amalek whose presence inhibits God's sovereignty? We're talking about serving God with Simcha. There's something about lacking Simcha that inhibits God's sovereignty. When God created the world from Tohu Vavohu, if you go back to the beginning of Bereishis, Perek Beis, all the way in the beginning, we're told that there is Tohu Vavohu, there's chaos, there's a primordial void. Salvechuk calls it formless matter. He says Hashem did not replace the Tohu Vavohu entirely. It's always hovering under the surface. He created a world above it, Vayomer Elohim Yehi Or, and there was light. By the way, I'm just putting it out there because I said we learned together. When I was preparing, I was thinking, La'yehudim Haisa, if you have Or, you have Simcha, V'sason, V'kar. Look what Shorish comes up. So, I don't know. What is the Megillah teaching us? Perhaps that we can take, I don't know. Amalek is kar. Amalek is yakar. It's so fascinating that the same word for precious, by the way, the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, vikar means the Jews embrace the mitzvah of tefillin. Tefillin Sheberosh. Layudim ha'isa ora v'simcha v'sason vikar. Ora is Torah. Simcha is Simchas Yom Tov. Sason is Bris Mila. And vikar is tefillin. But it's unbelievable that something precious is the same word as
Kar,
a
midcar.
Is
there?
There's
a yud in vikar, yes. So you have a shem in there.
So when you put the yud in the car, you take the coldness and you make it into mitzvah. Very nice. Okay, very nice. It's adding Hashem to the cold to change it. Very nice, beautiful. So Rav Soloveitchik says, excellent. Some of this primordial chaos, this tohu vavohu, was allowed to remain under the surface. Why? Man, through his own efforts, could strive to eliminate it. Amalek represents the leftover chaos identified with sin. So there are two kinds of Amaleks. There's the external Amalek who wants us to be called in the grave. Yes. We can't deny them. We have to learn about them. We have a mitzvah to remember them. They're there. But there's another level of Amalek, and that's the tohu vavohu, the chaos, the primordial darkness, the confusion and void of Maisa Bereishis, Sefsof Salvejik, and hovers under the surface of the world, and inside the surface of man. It's identified with sin. Man has to play an active role in destroying that Amalek. Rav Soloveitchik calls it an eternal battle against the insidious enemy, the tohu vavohu within each of us. I'm quoting from Rav Soloveitchik. So clearly there are two Amaleks. So when we talk about Zechiras, Amalek in the month of Simcha, an added element is destroying the car. Add the yud. Use your moach to make your home. Macho, erase it. Da agabalev ish yeshachena. V'davar tov yesamchena. It's unbelievable. Soloveitchik says Amalek is identified with sin. It is the insidious enemy we eternally battle within each of us. Quote, the imperative of the battle against Amalek is the destruction of sin from within ourselves. It's very powerful. So Amalek is not only the external enemy. He's the coldness and the antipathy in our Avodas Hashem. God's sovereignty is inhibited to the extent that we fall short of the total eradication of sin. So it's not just that Hashem will be crowned king when the external Amalek will ultimately be destroyed. It should really be immediately and in our days. It's already time. Ad Masai. However, God's throne is also not complete as long as we don't destroy the chaos, the tohu vavohu, the Amalek within. A note was found on the desk of Rav Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yikom Damo, Soloveitchik's grandson. He was called, the Rav called him the apple of his eye. Now they're together in the Yeshiva Shamala. Zchusam Yagen Aleinu. A note was found on the desk of Rav Moshe Twersky's study after Rachman Atzan, his Patira. It was dated the date of his last birthday, 15th of Elul, 5774. And we spoke about getting rid of the atzvus, macho, erase the despair within yourself. I don't want to use the word depression because it has clinical implications and it's dangerous to say that. But there's a certain measure of, what's the word?
You said dejection.
Dejection. Thank you. I said it before. Thank you. So Rav Moshe Twersky wrote words of encouragement to himself. And he wrote, nevertheless, chalila v'chalila, to slacken. We should never say, what gain is there in our efforts? We should never say we are lost and our hope is lost. That is the counsel and the song of the Yetzer Hara. Let us renew the old resolutions, for they are good. The tohu vavohu, the Amalek that we're going to remember, before you come to the Simcha of Purim, you have to remember the Amalek within each and every one of ourselves. Asher karcha bederach, he makes you cold on your path of Avodah Hashem. Asher karcha bederach, you're on the path to God. He comes and he says, you're not so hot. You don't have so much chom. And it detracts from our Simcha. When does he attack us? Vayizane b'chal kol? Hanach shalim achorach. Oh, Davka, when you're weak, go tell your Yetzer Hara you got the wrong address. I've done it before since I've been in obedience. Sometimes I do it. When I hear my Yetzer Hara coming, I say, we have the wrong address. Doesn't always work, but I try. Kol hanach shalim. What? The table shaking?
No, a scratching sound.
When you're weak, when you're tired and you're avodas Hashem, that's when it's easiest for him to strike. And Soloveitchik says this battle is the eternal battle of the eradication of sin. Below Yare Elokim, that's not referring to us, that's referring to Amalek. Amalek does not fear God. Just then he attacks. Rav Elimelech Biderman, oh my gosh, Rav Elimelech Biderman relates, a chassid traveled to the town of Lechavitz to be with his Rebbe, Rav Mordechai of Lechavitz, Zatzal, at the Tish in front of everyone. The Rebbe asked the chassid, how did you get here? On horseback. What would you do if in the middle of the trip to come see me you fell off the horse? I would get back on again. And what would you do if you fell off? I would get up and continue on my way. Rabbi, what should I do? Should I sit on the ground and cry? I get back on the horse. I continue on my way. The Rebbe said, this is what we have to do in our Avodas Hashem. If the Yetzer Hara causes us to fall, we should get back up. We have to pick ourselves up again and again and continue serving Hashem. I just saw a fantastic quote I shared with my husband last night. We were talking about a certain situation in terms of not giving up. I was actually in the principal's office waiting to see the principal in Yeshiva Darchei Torah, and her secretary has on the wall, you know, like these quotable quotes. I wish I could have taken pictures of all of them. They're excellent. But one of them made such a big impact on me. When a child is learning to walk, and he falls 10 times or 20 times. I'm talking about a normal developing child, okay? A child is learning to walk, and he falls 10 times and 20 times. He never sits on the floor and he says, you know, this really isn't for me. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. What does a child do? A normal developing child. He picks himself up, and he's going to do it over and over and over till he learns how to walk. It was on in Mrs. Arielle Kalman's office. Her secretary had it on the wall. Rav Elimelech Biderman continues, when people sin, because we're talking about, what are we talking about now? One mode, the first method of simcha is to give to others. We spoke about it. The second method to simcha is get rid of your da'aga, says Mitzvah David. Minimize your da'aga or even turn it into simcha. You do your shtadlus and you tell Hashem, I'm sending one letter, but it's your problem, Hashem. It's not my problem. The third measure of simcha that we're talking about is finding the chom within yourself. Use your moach, your intellect, the chom of your heart. Macho, erase the amalek that resides within. Because what does amalek represent? Kar. He's a coldness. Not only does he cool us off to others, he cools us off for ourselves. That's his greatest desire. Whatever Salvechik say, Amalek is associated with sin. It is the battle within each one of us. So beautiful. Vali Melch Bedouin continues, when people sin, or they fail to serve Hashem as well as they desire. I know I started 5 minutes late, so I'm just going to...
We're fine.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay. When people sin or when they fail in their avodas Hashem, they feel disconnected from Hashem. That's kar. That's the cold kind of amalek. Tzadikim taught the Yetzirah's primary goal. The Yetzer Hara's primary goal is to give people a negative self-image. This relates to the atzvus. It relates to the da'aga, and it relates to amalek. All three inyanim that we're learning on to increase simcha, all related to a negative self-image. It isn't the sin the Yetzer Hara is after. It's the despair and disconnect from Hashem that follows. It's exactly who Amalek is. They're totally disconnected from God. One Shabbos, the Rebbe of Savran Zatzal put out a candle. He was extremely shaken from the incident. He couldn't fall asleep on Friday night. You know, it's so interesting. On Shabbos, one of my children turned off the bathroom light by accident and was very upset with himself. And he said, I'm so dumb, a few times. And it was so nice. My daughter gave him such nice chizuk. I couldn't believe it. They're 11 and Kanaina are 13 and a half. She said to him, Hashem didn't create people to be perfect. Because he had this feeling of disconnect. He said 2 times, I'm so dumb. And she said such a nice thing. She said, Hashem didn't create us to be perfect. The child doesn't, it was an accident, but it's such a beautiful small example of pick yourself back up. Because what does the HR want? To disconnect. Now I'm dumb. And an adult could say this also, so Hashem doesn't want me dead. But if I turned off the light, I may as well drive in the car. I don't know, it sounds ludicrous, but it could happen. So the Rebbe of Savran put out a candle. He was extremely shaken. He couldn't fall asleep on Friday night. Shabbos morning, didn't feel he could daven Psukei Dezimra, the prakim between Baruch Sha'am and Yishtabach. We sing songs of Shir Tashem. But then he thought, because this is how you talk the Yetzer Hara out of yourself. Because of my sin, I'm going to go to Gehenim. What do Rishayim do in Gehenim? Chazal say they have to sing to Hashem. If so, I can do that now too. Therefore, he started to praise Hashem and was able to say Psukei Dezimra. Beautiful end to our class. Says Rabbi Biderman, it's not good to focus on sin and spiritual failure, which cause us to feel dejected. Okay, Lemaisa, you turned off the light. You're not dumb. Hashem didn't make us perfect. I'm not a malach. And obviously, I'm talking to all of us. So pick yourself back up. Pick yourself back up because it leads you to simcha. Our primary focus is the future. Go onward. Do not wallow. That's a malach. Because worse than sin is the wallowing in the depression. Do teshuva. but the majority of the day, look beyond your faults and continue serving Hashem. The Divrei Chaim Zatzal, son, said, Eish tamid tu kar al ha-mizbeach. These parashas deal with the Mishkan. There's a constant fire burning on the altar, even if one sins. The fire, by the way, fire, warmth, cham, should not stop. Just as the battle against the external enemy will not be over till the end of days, so too the internal battle against Amalek will not be over until the end of days. I'm just going to end quoting a Gemara from Masechta Sukkah 52a. Okay? So the whole avod of this month is to be besimcha. It will lead to the Geula, the month of Nisan. Nes. Geula. How do we be besimcha? Give to others. Nakuda number one. How do we be besimcha? Minimize the da'aga by casting your palms to Ribbono Shel Olam. Do your hishtadlus. But no, it's all from him. How do we be besimcha? Three, find the chom, which is the antithesis of the kar of Amalek. And of course, we elaborated on each nekuda. And then, in the end of days, Masecha Sukkah 52a. La'asid lavo mevio kadosh baruch hu liyetzer hara v'shachato b'fnei tzadikim b'fnei rishayim. In the end of days, the Ribbono Shel Olam will take the yetzer hara, the internal enemy, the Amalek associated with sin, and he will shecht him before the tzaddikim and before the Rishayim. Tzaddikim nidba lehem kehar gavoa. What does the Yetzer Hara look like to a tzaddik? A tall mountain. U'Rishayim nidba lehem kechud ha'sa'ar. And Rishayim will see, the Yetzer Hara was just a thin hair. I couldn't even win over a thin hair. Halalu bochin v'halalu bochin. When God slays the Yetzer Hara, everyone's going to cry. Tzadikim bochin va'omrim ha'eich yichalnu likvosh har kaval kazah. The tzaddik is going to say, the Yetzer was so strong. It was Mount Everest. I was able to conquer that. And he's going to cry. Why are the Rishayim going to cry? Ha'eich lo yichalnu likvosh. How could we not have conquered that thin little hair? V'af ha'kosh baruch hu tama imahem. Even the Almighty will wonder. We should always be in the side of the tzaddik. As great as that mountain is, as difficult as it may be to climb, with simcha in avodas Hashem, by giving to others, by minimizing the da'aga, and finding the chom, we too can permeate not only the month with simcha, but our lives with simcha. And we'll be zochot to la Yehudim ha'isa ora, zu Torah, simcha, zu yom tov, sason zu bris milah, Vikar, put the yud in kar, mitzvah of tefillin, and we should be zocha to a freilich in Purim. Amen. 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 Thank you, ladies.
I had one more thing that I...